Hey guys, and welcome once again to the Star Wars Book Club podcast. We're going to talk all things Star Wars books. And also, today, I am Blake Schultz, as always. With me is Tyler Berry.
What's going on?
And Harley Salbaca.
Hey.
And today, guys, we have something else that's fun and exciting happening. It is our good co-host friend,
Tyler Berry's birthday!
Yes! So, as you do when it is somebody's birthday, Harley and I have decided to sing for you for a moment. Shall we?
Gonna embarrass me on video, okay.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
I got to in the morning.
Dear Tyler. Happy birthday to you.
That was amazing. It's so early in the morning.
Thanks, guys.
I know. I was so on pitch the whole time you were walking.
It's not even 9:30, and it's the third time I've been sung happy birthday today. Life's good.
Also,
life's good, I'll tell you what.
Star Wars fruit snacks.
Yeah,
right?
Which
I didn't,
I'm eating right
cake.
Now.
I didn't
totally
going
to open these on mic, and it's going to sound terrible, but I don't care.
Yeah. We're all doing it.
So good.
Because I bought them in bulk.
Oh.
That's how you buy fruit snacks in Star Wars.
Yeah, you don't buy one package of them.
Yeah, they were on sale at Target for like $1.50.
Hmm.
And I remember texting my friend and I was like, so I'm only buying four. I should buy more, right? I should buy everything they have, right? I'm stupid. And he was just like, yeah, buy everything.
Does that
was like,
count
yeah.
on
Did
the...
Did you just clean them out? Just clean out the shelf?
Yeah.
I have a question. If you buy $50 worth of Star Wars fruit snacks, does it count as buying $50 worth of Star Wars merchandise and you save money a la Target's deal they had?
Yeah.
Yeah, but probably only for Force Friday. I think that was done after Force Friday.
I bought these fruit snacks in bulk before Force Friday.
Nice. Ahead of the
time. They're not Force Awakens fruit snacks.
No.
What are these prequels?
Get them out of here. I don't want the old EU's fruit snacks.
These aren't canon anymore.
Old school. Original.
All right. Well, happy birthday,
Tyler.
Thanks,
guys.
Yeah,
really
you are
nice
quite welcome. So to kick off our Star Wars Book Club podcast...
Words are hard.
It's 9 in the morning.
They're hard for Blake.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's okay.
The struggle is real, my friends. The struggle is real. We're going to talk a little bit about some Netflix rumors that have popped up in the last week.
I know.
So the big rumor is that they're going to get... all 6 Star Wars movies. And there's also rumor that they might re-release them in theaters, which to me, all of these things just make sense.
Yeah.
And especially considering Disney and Netflix have a history and they have a relationship. We've seen all the Marvel movies at some point in time, including the Avengers, have all been on Netflix.
Yeah.
So why wouldn't they put their other giant films that they now own?
Daredevil's on Netflix.
Daredevil, Jessica
they're doing,
Jones.
Yeah, they're doing all of the different Marvel stuff on Netflix. I mean, you already have all of Clone Wars on Netflix.
Yeah. So yeah, so they even have a background with Star Wars. But my big question is... which editions are we going to get? Because we also...
That was what I was thinking, too.
We also know that Disney's re-releasing the original theatrical cut of all 6 movies.
Yes.
I would really hope that's what they're going to put on Netflix.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
It would be so amazing. Because I tried to watch one of the original theatrical cuts the other day with my friend, and we started watching it, and then I was like, this isn't it. And he goes, damn it, no. He was like, I lost my DVD for that one. And we were, like, all in pain.
Oh, no. Oh. Those are hard to come by, too.
So
the, like, real original ones.
Yeah, I hope that they have it. I hope they have the original cut on Netflix.
Yeah, me too. I had the last ever, like, set, like, DVD set that they did of the theatrical cuts. And, like, I lost it in, like, a move in college. And it's just, it's broken my heart ever since. Every time I watch, because, like, I bought the digital ones off Amazon.
Yeah.
Every time I watch them, I'm just like, yeah, it's Star Wars, but I want my theatrical cuts because I'm a fucking snob.
Right. Well, some of them, and like I've said a few times, I'm very content with the special edition DVDs.
Yeah.
I can get by all of those. It wasn't until the Blu-ray cut when they did the... and he throws them down when the Emperor gets thrown down the pipe.
Right.
And a few other changes
some other weird
in there
stuff.
That I was very much... against it. I think that's just Amazon dropping off my Amiibo.
But it sounds like, I can hear people in there.
It's a crossover episode. But yeah, so I'm also wondering, with that happening, one, Star Wars Rebels has to show up eventually on Netflix.
Okay. Well, he wants to, he can hear us.
Yeah.
He's like, come to the fucking door.
Can't you see we're recording?
Yeah, he could just hear us in there. He was like, why aren't they answering the fucking door?
Because we're in the middle of a professional show.
It's super professional.
Ah, there we go. Everything's fine.
Everything is awesome.
Oh, Amazon, always right on time. So, yeah, but I'm starting to think that after the movies come out, and maybe Star Wars Rebels and Clone Wars is on there, I'm wondering if we're going to start getting some original programming of Star Wars, a la the Marvel movie shows that we're getting.
Oh, that's I the sure next step, hope so. Right?
Yeah.
It's gotta be.
Yeah. I mean, they've already said that, they've already, I guess, hinted at, like, original programming on,
in some capacity. Yeah. But yeah. They just haven't said who completely with for sure, but if this is indeed true, like, you'd have to think that it'd be with Netflix.
Yeah. And right. And their animated stuff is doing so well right now. So unbelievably well.
Well, and all of Netflix original programming is doing great. Yeah. It would also give them a really good time, because I know that a lot of the studios are coming up again for their renewing their contracts, which means they'll probably, like they did 5 years ago, ask for more money.
Right.
Where usually that solution is either put ads, which Netflix is going to start toying with, but it's only going to be ads for their content, which I'm fine with having a Daredevil trailer before I watch a movie.
Yeah.
It's just like what HBO does on HBO Go. So. Yeah.
Or the other solution is pay the studios more or charge the consumer more. But if they can make a deal with Disney to get Star Wars, all that money
they don't need to do
that's any of that nonsense. So I was like, the timing on that's pretty sweet if that's what happens.
Yeah.
And it's not, and did you see, like, it's not even, not to get off Star Wars, but like, it's not even just like Star Wars, it's like everything Lucas, like, they're talking, like, there was, like, that same little screenshot that you got. There was one for, like, Indiana Jones. Yeah, all that good stuff.
It'd be great if we could bring back the young Indiana Jones series.
I was gonna say.
Because I loved that when I was a kid.
But Chris Pratt can't be a young Han Solo and a young Indiana Jones. Or can he?
He can.
So I love Chris Pratt, but I don't want him to be both.
It's a lot. It's one of those things where you're like, you shouldn't be able to do everything.
But we believe he can.
Who else?
But we believe that he can.
Awesome. So my question for you guys, if we do get more, if we get any original Star Wars programming, do you have any idea of what you would want to see or where you would want it in the timeline? Any characters you would want to follow? We already have a lot of Star Wars stories happening.
Well, I mean, we have all these new characters that we're getting introduced to now in the comics. I'd love to have some of their, like, backstories. I'm sure they do that. Because if you have Netflix to do, like, extended EU content, you could do, like, oh, look, a miniseries for this character's origin and a miniseries for this one.
That's fun.
And a miniseries that shows that, like, it wouldn't have to necessarily be, like, one continuous show. It could be, like, oh, look, 5 episodes for this character. 5 episodes to show you how Han and Lando first met.
Yeah. All of
that would be awesome.
All of that.
But, like, I'd like to see, like, the new characters that we met in the first issue of Force Awakens. Like, see them. Like, and see more of, you know, kind of the rebel, like, military. Because lots of those characters that they've shown have been so interesting.
Yeah.
I want to see some of that stuff.
That would be good.
Oh, I have a question.
Sure.
So, for the theatrical re-releases, would you marathon them?
Oh,
would you
ever
do, like, a, would you, like, go to, like, cause you know they'll do an all, like, an event before Force Awakens? Would you go to
one of
them? I've said a few times where, like, they do a lot of them in L.A. They did one for, like, The Hobbit with all three. They do the Avengers ones where it's all of them. And a lot of the times, like, I've done The Hobbit one, and it's exhausting. It's just a lot of time in a movie. And I've said a lot of times that I think Star Wars is the one that I would happily do.
Me too.
Even the prequels.
Avengers, I didn't want to do it.
Yeah.
I did one for, like, the Oscar movie marathon one year, and that was super fun. It was exhausting, but it was super fun. I would definitely do it. I would. There's no question I'd do it for Star Wars.
Yeah, right? I think that would be sweet.
So if that happens, we're all going to go do it.
We're all going, yeah.
Star Wars.
Business expense.
Yes.
I even have, like, the R2-D2, like, lounge pants that, like, kind of look like pajamas, but kind of look like they could be yoga pants.
Perfect.
So I could wear them in public.
Sweet.
Right. We can go to Hot Topic and get those Star Wars onesies they've been selling.
Oh my God, I want the Chewbacca onesies so bad that they have at Target. It's so soft. Oh my God.
Amazing. So one of my other questions with all the Star Wars programming, do you think we are ever going to hit a point where it's too much Star Wars? If we're going to get a movie a year, we have comics filling in like every crevice of the timeline between the movies. And then if we have Netflix shows as well, like at what point do we lose, if we do at all, a little bit of that wonder and fun?
I think we lose it when it stops being unique, creative, and well done.
Yep. I'll answer your question with the question. Do we have too much Marvel stuff?
No.
There you go.
No, we don't.
I know Marvel has like a ton of different quote unquote franchises, but because of the way they're doing it, it's still all one universe.
Like, yeah.
You can make the same point that it would work just as well for Star Wars because Star Wars is such an expansive universe that we don't even know what's all out there, what other stories could be like in the pipeline. So,
and I think it's definitely always quality over quantity,
but
if you can have both,
exactly.
Why not?
Why wouldn't you do it?
Yeah,
all it can do is be a win-win.
Yeah.
It's a win-win for the studios. It's a win-win for us.
Plus, you can pick and choose with the extended universe stuff. Like with all the EU stuff, you don't have to like read all the comics and watch all the extended stuff that they may possibly have on Netflix. You don't have to do everything.
But
like
you can
pick some. So if you don't want to be overwhelmed, but we'd all be doing it anyway.
Right.
Let's be real. We'd all be like,
I will too. Okay.
Star Wars, and like eating it up, like Galactusing planets. That's
eating it up
us as Star
the
Wars.
The real problem is I'm only going to be consuming Marvel and Star Wars content, and nothing else will get consumed.
Well,
yeah, I don't know.
First world problem.
I have time to consume. I'm like, I read all the comics too, like that aren't Star Wars. I'm like, oh gosh. Yeah, all I do is read and sleep and work.
In case
anybody wondered.
I feel like that should be a t-shirt. Read, sleep, and work.
There's a... Yeah,
guys, we've got our first t-shirt idea.
I want that t-shirt.
No, I already have our first t-shirt idea.
Okay, so it's the second t-shirt
idea.
We look
great. We look fucking amazing. Have you seen us?
I knew exactly where you were going with that.
Aww.
Oh, man. Awesome. Was there anything else you guys want to talk about with the... In lieu of these Disney rumors, original
programming?
Did you
see the meme that was going around on Facebook where it's like an iceberg in the water?
No.
And it has you see the top view of the iceberg and it says like the original Star Wars, like 6 films. And then underneath is the big, huge iceberg and it's like extended universe.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And I was like, hell yeah.
There has been a lot of it.
Hell yeah.
All right, I have one last point that just popped into my head.
Sure.
So, what about new media content? What about Disney does own Maker?
I was thinking about that too.
Could we see some, like, to your point, like, miniseries ideas are, like, a great idea. Like, a 5-episode, like, Han Lando type situation. But what if that's not Netflix? What if that's, like, Maker?
YouTube
what if
and
we
Maker?
Get, yeah.
I think that's a whole that's a much longer discussion. Of
it is. It just popped into my head. I was like,
what
about
that would
Maker?
Be awesome. Well, I especially think that what would be great for them too, because one of the things that everyone was kind of worried about when Disney got their claws in Star Wars was all of the fan films and fan content and all these great things that were sort of starting to happen. And I think maybe that could be where the host for Maker Studios is. Like you put that there, the quick short bursts.
Makes sense to me. They gotta be doing something. They bought them for a reason.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. They bought all these things. For...
Disney only buys things for a reason.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
All right. That was it.
Awesome.
Just a quick thought that popped in my head.
No, I think that's a good point. I think that's going to be an interesting thing to watch as well.
Yeah.
All right, guys. So that'll do it for this part of the podcast. If there's anything in original content or anything else you want to know, let us know in the comments. Give us reviews on iTunes. Like us at facebook.com/the Star Wars Book Club podcast.
Oh,
since Star Wars Book Club was already taken on their URL. We're on Twitter also, Star Wars Book Club. Our Instagram is Modern Nostalgia. You can find Harley at
Miss Harley R, M-I-S-S Harley R.
And you can find Tyler at
I'm at the Tie Game on Twitter and modernnostalgiaproductions.com. Go check it out.
All right, and we will be back in just a moment, guys, to get into the Star Wars book itself. Stay with us. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Star Wars Book Club podcast. I'm Blake Schultz, joining me again, Tyler and Harley.
Hey, hey.
What's up?
All right, guys, we're going to get into something that, in all fairness, we probably could have gotten to in our first episode, since it was the first Star Wars comic book.
Whatevs.
But whatevs. We're going to be talking about the book Star Wars.
Never heard of it.
Well, it's this little indie book from this tiny little company called Marvel. They're struggling. They've almost gone out of business like five times.
It'll never work. It'll never work.
But you know what? The sales of Star Wars are just putting them through the roof.
So. I hope so.
Yeah.
Well, they keep trying to make them into movies, and I remember even their owner was like, you can't make comic books into movies. It's nonsense. Not happening. Anyways, so it's into its ninth issue now.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. What are you guys thinking so far? Some general impressions.
It's awesome. I've been waiting for this because, I mean, it's not like we've had a lack of Star Wars comics since ever.
Right.
Because they started the Star Wars comics, the original series was through Marvel, mm-hmm. starting in 1977. And it went all the way to, like, through the 80s. I think it was, like, I want to say it was, like, 80s. 85? I don't know.
Yeah.
That they'd finished the comics. But it's all through Marvel. And then I think it was Dark Horse, who came mm-hmm. and purchased the rights to do the comics, and they did comics nonstop until Disney bought Marvel and was like, wrap it up.
You're done.
Wrap it up, guys, because we're getting it back. And I was excited because I was like, ooh, it's going to be like throwback. Marvel gets Star Wars back again. But since they got it back, I mean, I read some of the Dark Horse stuff and it wasn't bad. I mean, I love Brian Wood. It was good, but I love this stuff so much.
Yeah.
Jason Aaron is obviously a huge Star Wars fan.
Yeah.
Because of the way that he writes, I'm like, oh, yes, you're one of us.
Well, I think that's the big difference between these comics and the old ones, was this one is very much like, hit the tone of the movies.
Yes.
And the other ones were very much like, pick your tone and do whatever you want, which mm-hmm. led to a lot of, I remember when I was a kid trying to pick up a few Star Wars comics, I was like, what is this? It reads like a heavy novel, and I want it to be the,
well, they
like,
made those too.
Right. I'm going to be the swashbuckling fun.
Yeah.
Which they're just crushing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and first issue was great. Like, you dove in right away. It was, like, right after A New Hope. And right away, you have Leia, who's doing all the strategy.
Yeah.
As it should be.
Yep.
Doing the plan. And I love seeing her question Han, like, throughout this whole book.
Yeah.
Because he's still there helping them. And, like, the whole time in New Hope, he was like, I'm in it for the money, sweetie. Like, just saying. And now she's like, why are you still here? And I love that, like, right, they waste no time. Like, first issue, she's like, why are you still here? No, seriously. Like, what are you doing here? Like, why are you still helping us? What's in it for you? And I think a lot of the different relationships in the current run have just really been, like, adding. It just, mm-hmm. I think we talked about this before. All the comics are just adding. They're, like, adding to it. They're not taking anything away. They're just giving us more. And giving us more of the fluffy, gooey center of the delicious Star Warsness.
Yeah, I mean, you pretty much said it all. Like, it's just fantastic. My one note about it was, like, issue one's great. Like, it kicks off the action right away. Mm-hmm. But then, like, by the end of issue three, I was like, all right, I need a little more plot. Because mm-hmm. it's like the first three issues, it's just that it's that giant battle, like where Vader shows up, and it's awesome. Like, the art's fantastic, like it's really exciting. But by the end of it, I was like, all right, I'm ready to feel like I've felt with the rest of these miniseries, which is like I'm feeling like I'm learning a lot about these people as characters. So, like, but by the time oh man, by the time issue 7, like, with it was all just like Kenobi's flashback, like from his journal, by the time that rolled around, I was sold. Like, I was hooked, because it's so good. It's been so good. And there was nothing wrong with the first three issues at all. It was fantastic. But like 4 through 9 just solidified this as being a series that I want to continue reading, like from through its entire fruition.
And also, I'm sure it's a lot harder to do because it's an ongoing, which means that like there isn't any set end for it.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm sure it's way different than writing a miniseries where you're like, great, I'm just writing a short story and then we're going to cut it up into pieces. Yeah. This is like, I'm writing this big continuous story. I have all these ideas and I have to like smooth it out to make it so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, especially with Star Wars, it's hard. It's an already existing universe.
Yeah, and with a lot of ongoing comics in like Marvel and DC, they'll do like 3 to 5 issue like chapters almost.
Yeah.
Of like, here's the story,
yeah,
and then we're going to wrap it up, and then next week come back when he fights the rhino.
Yeah.
And they haven't done that in Star Wars yet. Like, I almost keep waiting for that beat where they're like, and next up is this. But they just kind of keep...
Which is harder. Because
smoothly going.
Yeah, because with comics, generally you have story arcs.
Yeah.
And with this one, it just keeps kind of rolling along. And it's not like Batman when you're like, okay, you have Batman Endgame. This is, you know, this many issue story arc. Like 4 parts plus a wrap up. Like where it's set and you can just pick it up.
Right.
Yeah.
So, and I applaud Jason Aaron for what he's doing. Because I'm like, I'm sure it's so much harder than being like, here's this idea, next idea, next idea. Mm-hmm. It's like, here's...
You're going to fill in all the time between this movie.
That we're going on, and it just never ends.
Well, and we know that eventually, for 2 reasons, it'll have to end eventually. The first being episode 5 is going to happen.
Yeah.
And I can't see them just being like, here is a comic version of episode 5. Enjoy. Because I imagine that sales will go down a little bit.
Yeah.
They just have one splash page that just is like... pieces of all
that would be really cool,
and then continue the story.
Right,
that was a great idea.
But we
please steal that.
Yes, do
Jason
it,
Jason Aaron, and
who listens
Marvel.
To our podcast.
Yeah, totally.
We're
talking about, of course, he does.
Why wouldn't they?
He was at my house this morning.
Amazing.
We're talking about Thanos Rising. It was great.
Right, we're just swapping stories. I was like, come on this podcast. He was like, I want to, but I can't today. I got to keep writing Star Wars. But the other reason that eventually this arc that they're on, along with the Vader arc, will be Vader Unleashed is coming out.
Vader Down.
Vader Down. Vader Unleashed was a toy line.
Yes. Vader Down.
Vader Down. So we know eventually...
Where he crash lands and he's down.
He's on his own. I'm sure he'll be fine.
Yeah, I mean...
And the original trilogy is no longer canon, and now this is where Vader dies.
Oops, sorry. Did we just break our contract with George Lucas?
The original cuts of the movies are actually going to be just little short films that we've made to bridge the gap. All of this is over.
All of this was a dream while he was in...
Right.
While he's in the hospital.
But no, this book has been really good, and I think one of its strongest points is... also its introduction of new characters, which is smart to do when you're dealing with, we know where this story goes. And one of those really important characters they've introduced is Sansa Solo. Sansa Solo. Yes, it is.
Sansa Solo.
Han Solo's supposed wife.
Yeah.
What
are we thinking? Actual wife?
Oh my God. Yeah, like, I remember... the days after this comic came out, because I had people coming in being like, did you read the new issue? And I was like,
oh, the internet was furious.
And they were like, well, yeah. And the thing is that I'm terrible. I'm old. I don't go on the internet much. I'm not really old, but like in my heart,
you're
soul,
an old soul,
I'm an old lady and I don't
65.
Go on the internet. Yeah. I'm really 65, guys. I just look really good for my age. I don't go on the internet much. So what I hear is like when people come in and tell me like their opinions, which is almost more exciting.
Right.
Like, I like
because
it
you're
better.
Having real interactions with human beings.
What? And it's really, that's one of the reasons I like working there. And like, I had these people coming in and being like, whoa, whoa. Some people were like, I dig it. But lots of people were just like upset. And I was like, you know what? But think about it. It kind of, in a way, it could kind of make sense. And it's not that, like, I always think, right away my initial thought was, it has to do something with money.
Right.
Like,
Well, I think the other thing people forget, because a lot of people were really upset, because they were like, well, this ruins Han Solo. Like, his whole amazing love story with Leia is he's cheating on his wife. He's not a good person. And I was like, yes, he's not. He was not a good person when they met him. The big part about Han Solo is that he starts off as this just like, I just want money. I want to be left alone. Get away from me. I'm not helping you. It's your rebellion, not mine. I'm out.
It's not like he was a saint to begin with. And this is all like, all of a sudden this is news that he's not like the greatest person in the world. That's why you, that's why he's an interesting character because he's like, he's a hero, but he's also got anti-hero.
Yeah. That's like, why you characteristics. Grow to, that's why you grow to like him more is because he changes.
Right.
It's called character development.
Right. It's like Iron Man. People are always like, Iron Man's the best. And I'm like, no, he's not. In Iron Man 1, he's a horrible human being.
So let me...
And the comic seat has gotten worse, too.
Yes.
So I guess I don't pay attention to, like, people's uproar about comics because, frankly, I don't care about people getting butthurt about things in books. But I'm just wondering, like... So, were people upset that Solo has a wife, or were people upset that Solo has a black wife?
I think more people...
it's a completely serious question. I really want to know, because I did not pay attention.
Because
it would just make me mad.
No, all I heard was wife.
Yeah. Okay.
I never heard anything about them being like, because she's black.
That makes me feel a little bit better about the comic book community, then. Because if they were getting... in an uproar about Han Solo having a black wife, then I'm going to take issue with it. But if you're just mad that he's got a wife, then whatever.
I'm sure there
are some people that are...
I'm sure there's a few people that were mad that Lando was his black friend.
Yeah.
But...
Maybe it's like it's just, you know,
whenever something like that, like... I don't want to say progresses, because it's just a comic book. But it's like... Whenever something introduces more
diversity,
thank you. There's always those
people who are
purists in some instances.
We saw it
you
with
would say
Thor and Captain America. Yeah. And
that's what
there's always
that's
people
why,
who right away think it's. What did someone say? They said it, they thought it was a gimmick. They're just like, oh, just a gimmick.
Right, and it's like, well, no, they're trying to as the demographic.
And that's part of the, that's actually
they're
the root of the problem. If you're saying that the introduction of a minority character is just a gimmick, like that's the wrong way to think about
minority,
it.
Minority and female characters are the ones that I've heard that about. Like when Thor became, and it's not that Thor literally had like he became a woman. It's just that
the hammer was passed on.
Yeah, the hammer was passed to someone who is worthy. He's no longer worthy, and people were like, oh, it's a gimmick. And actually, Jason Aaron writes that too. And if you look at the back of issue number one, if you have an issue number one, they didn't print it, I don't think, in the trade. There's two letters in the back that he printed. And one of them was a guy getting really angry about the fact that Thor is now a lady. And then Jason Aaron's response, which was genius. And then a woman saying, thank you. Like, this makes me feel strong and like I can do anything.
Right.
And I'm a mother of two, and I sometimes feel like, you know, like I don't get to read comics that I can relate to, and this made me feel powerful.
Right.
And his response was like, yes. But it's unfortunate. But part of it is the fact that these characters in comic books and in Star Wars have been around since, I mean, comics is obviously earlier, but since the 70s.
Right.
And in the 70s, the general population
was different. And
so...
And now it's not. And now
it's the fact
the
that people are...
Changes,
yeah, they're getting really
to,
attached. People get really attached to the original characters and they don't want to see anything happen or anything change. Introducing new characters, I've heard some people who are just like, I just want more of my characters. I don't want any new ones. Which I get too, because it's a fear. They're scared that they're going to mess up Star Wars, which is something that's really important to them. Which is kind of a legitimate fear, because episodes 1, 2, and 3 were not...
Right.
Amazing. So I get that. But I think it's just, it's people just getting scared that they're going to lose something that they love, even though it really has nothing to do with that at all.
Yeah.
It's just like...
I think it's important to introduce these kind of characters as time progresses, because for me, what I think of is, as a kid in Star Wars, who did you look up to and relate to? And as a child, generally, you look in the mirror and you see what you look like, and then you look at characters that look like you and go, oh, that could be me.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it's not because you're focused on looks, it's just that's how you start to learn how to connect yourself to people and to other things. And I think it's important to have a huge amount of characters that everybody could relate to. I want every single child, male or female, to go and look at Star Wars and be like, I am that character. I feel connected to that character. And whatever helps them get there, that's what I'm about.
Awesome. I'm going to pause this really quick. We're going to take a small break, guys, and we'll come right back in and finish up our talk about Star Wars. So stay with us. Hit the subscribe button. We'll be right back. All right, guys, welcome back for our third part of the Star Wars Book Club podcast. We're going to come back in really quick and continue our conversation about the main Star Wars book. We talked a little bit about Han Solo's wife, so I think we should just dive right back into there. Let's speculate really quick, because I know a lot of people, as we were talking about before, a little upset because, oh, it ruins Han. Disagree. It does not ruin his character. We also don't know where it's going. We were just saying.
We also don't know if they're really married.
Right. Because he, one, does keep screaming, she's not my wife.
Yeah.
And she has not said anything about who she really is.
Nope.
What if he got, like, what if he, like, I don't know, lost his memory? What if he's just, like, maybe he led a different life before, and something happened, and, well, now I'm a fucking, smuggler, and I left that entire other life behind, but I don't remember.
Right.
That was my first thought. I was like, what if he doesn't remember that he's actually married?
See, mine was always, like, I feel like it was for a deal. Like, something that was going to benefit them both to, like, put on the facade that they were married, or to get married, that they'd both make, like, some money. Because he's all about the money.
Yeah, and that totally makes more sense, but it's just like, why would he keep screaming, she's not my wife, if she actually, even if it was just for money, if she is his wife?
Yeah.
Like, it feels like she can't actually be his wife if he's screaming, if he's insisting that much that she's really not his wife. Like, maybe you're right, maybe it was like, maybe she's just like super in love with him. And
maybe they got married and got divorced.
That's kind of what I'm thinking. Is that it's a divorce?
Do they have divorce in Star Wars?
They almost must.
Maybe, yeah. I mean, yeah. Why not?
Right.
Maybe it was like a Vegas thing where she, like,
does the Empire have to?
They, like, were drunk and, like, yeah, they were drunk and they got married and he got it annulled, but she's like, no, we're still married, because he's super hot. I get it if she's like, no, I'm not. We're married.
So I'm not signing papers.
Right.
I wouldn't sign papers. I'd be like, no.
No. So it's just curious. I sort of wish.
Tyler's like, wow, that was creepy.
Wow.
I'm sorry. Sometimes I get really, I get really intense with Han.
I wonder, I have a thing in just about any story, though, if they introduce somebody or a plot point, and for more than like 5 minutes, they're like, this isn't right. Yes, it is. This isn't right. Yes, it is. And we've done two issues now of them on the planet, of him just being like, it's not my wife. Yes, I am. It's not my wife. Yes, I am. But a part of me is like, just give me the just information now. We've done the shock thing. We ended the issue with wife. Oh my God. Then we did the little argument.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm ready for the
truth.
Progression. Truth. Yeah.
Like, I want the truth to come out.
No, I feel the exact same way. Like, I really hope it's not, we don't get another issue where it's just like going that back and forth again. I'm like, okay. Like, it's awesome. I love the reveal. Now let's unwrap this a little bit. Like, let's get to what it actually is about.
And I love, too, and we touched on it a little bit in the first segment, when people were like, why are they adding this character? A part of me was like, well, they're adding both a female and a person of ethnic diversity, two things the Star Wars universe really lacks. Like, so I was like, why wouldn't you do this and get this character out?
Yeah, because everybody in the Star Wars universe is either an alien or, like, a white brunette person.
Right.
Except for, like, Lando.
Except for Lando.
Until more recently.
Right.
And I was always like, why is everybody just, like, white and brunette in Star Wars?
Also, what? At this point, when we're trying to build the universe, there should be no questioning why we're adding new characters. I don't understand.
I like that.
Yeah. I don't understand that at all. Yeah. You cannot make an entire universe with the exact same characters we've had in the first...
Because that'd be a really tiny universe, and they've showed us it's huge.
And I'm sorry, and I'm sorry, that would get boring after a while.
It would. Yes.
I want to learn more about other characters. I want to learn more about characters who
And it forces
breed new characters, like
Dameron.
Yeah.
And it forces, too, for you to see the characters you do like in new situations.
Yeah.
Like, a good segue into, like, Luke's story that's been going on. I'm loving just watching his, like, struggle of, like, finding the Jedi and the history and this,
Because I feel like we didn't see... We saw a good portion of the struggle, obviously, but I like finding out more.
Right.
And not just him in the swamp with Yoda struggling, like...
It takes him from that, like... kind of whiny kid on Tatooine, and then at the end of it, he's the big Jedi Master, and it really fills in the, like, how did that arc really progress?
Yeah.
It wasn't just playing with rocks in the swamp and then finding out that Vader was your dad. There's more to that story, especially to become a Jedi in all the other books and stories and movies.
Yeah.
It's not easy to do.
Mm-mm.
Like, there were so many, like, I always was really interested if I ever had the opportunity to make a, like, Luke book. I would think I would do it, like, right after Jedi and have him realize all of the ways he became a Jedi were different, and he's been accidentally, like, playing with some of the dark side.
Ooh.
And have it be like, I didn't know. Like, I had no guidance. I didn't know that this was bad.
Yeah, because he's... I mean, think about all the Jedis that we have seen, like, and how it works.
Yeah.
He's had, like, the least amount of, like, actual contact with anyone. Jedi Master or any other Jedis. Like,
which is going to be really interesting when we get to, like, Kylo Ren and everybody else in The Force Awakens. If everything's been dormant for so long,
are we going to... And Leia.
Oh, it's going to be so good.
I'm so excited.
Especially since, apparently, isn't Kylo Ren supposed to be, like, a notorious, like...
Collector?
Collector of all things Jedi, like, artifacts.
Yeah.
Which I think it's cool that in both Lando and Star Wars, we've seen a collection of Jedi artifacts and Sith artifacts.
Yep.
And I'm curious...
It's going to be
planting
something.
Seeds,
yeah, it's going to be something.
Definitely, definitely.
I love that scene when he woke up all the holocrons.
That was awesome.
And the Hutt was like, oh, great, I'm keeping you. And he was like, it's an accident. I don't know what I did.
Yep.
That's awesome. Yeah, that was great.
That was so good.
That whole... I really want to see him get to the Jedi Temple. Because as we know, if you've read... You read Tarkin.
I'm just about in the middle of it.
Have you read it at all?
Mm-mm.
There's a quick moment, small spoilers for Tarkin, but it's not really story stuff, where we find out that deep underneath the Jedi Temple, I think it was Sidious or Plagueis put a Sith, like, thing under it to basically harm their use of the Force, and that's what ended up blocking them.
Oh, okay.
It's a really quick moment where you find out that that's one of the reasons that they were getting weaker.
Interesting.
And a part of me was like, oh, now Luke's going to go there. And I wonder... Or if he makes it at all.
Oh.
Interesting.
Or what the Jedi Temple is now. We don't know. We don't know what Palpatine did with it or to it.
Oh my God.
It could just... But it's there. That's the interesting thing to me.
I was waiting for someone
to be like, Palpatine tore it down.
I love something like that.
But it's there.
Oh my God, I'm really excited.
Yeah. So we'll see where all that leads, because then we know the next big thing. The only thing with Luke going on all of these Jedi journeys, it feels kind of weird, and I might have to watch Empire again, but it feels a little strange that now he would be like, you need to go to find Yoda and learn everything about being a Jedi. When I feel like now he could very easily just be like, no, I don't. I've learned so much. But, oh man.
Well, we should probably wrap up, right?
I think so, guys. Yeah. I think that'll do it from everybody here at the Star Wars Book Club podcast. Like us on Facebook. Leave us comments, reviews. If there's anything else you want to see, sound off. Join us on all of our social medias.
Watch us on YouTube, because like you can't see us if you're listening to the podcast, but like we are all super 90s kids and in this one.
Yes.
Like I went full 90s kid because I felt left out. They were like wearing baseball caps and glasses, and so I had to do the same.
And also I got a snazzy new Millennium Falcon shirt.
I have Daredevil.
I have Batman.
Ha, you're not anything Disney today.
Get out.
Except that you worked there and look like a Disney princess.
Except for those.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. On that note, we'll see you guys later. Follow us on all of our mediums, Star Wars Book Club Podcast and Modern Nostalgia. With that, I will see you all next week.
See you next week.
Bye.